Greetings for Indie Book Publishing, Life Rich Publishers. This is J. Douglas Barker. Our book today is The Adventures of Kit the Kid. Our author, Deborah Pagano. Deborah joins me from New Jersey in the United States. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Debbie, glad to be here.
Debbie, I understand this is your first attempt at being an author. How did you come up with the idea or the storyline of Kit the Kid?
Kit the Kid is based on my childhood. I grew up in a neighborhood filled with kids of all ages. Everyone got along, the parents got along, and we had fun from morning till night, playing outside, playing inside, waiting for the ice cream man to come, swimming, you name it, we did it, and we had a lot of fun. That was really the impetus for writing this book.
I grew up in a neighborhood similar to that. I'm much older than you are. You are just a child by my age comparisons, but I do remember things like that now that I still can remember. What is the storyline about Kit? What is unique about this particular story?
What is unique about Kit is that he's using his imagination to go to different places, and they're places of fun, and he's doing things that he loves to do, and he doesn't want the fun to stop.
Who do you think this book will appeal to? And obviously children, but is there a broader audience perhaps?
I think there is. I think the audience is from young to old. Little children would appreciate it, and I think adults would as well, parents and grandparents, because it takes them right back to being a child, remembering those positive, fun experiences that they might have had.
You've managed to pen 36 pages of a very interesting story, beautifully illustrated. What's the process that you go through when you write a book? I think this probably has instigated a possible series from my early conversations with you. What is the process? How do you go about writing a story like this?
Actually, I wrote this when I was in my 20s. And after I wrote it in the first person tense, typed it on a typewriter, put it in a drawer, and really didn't do much with it, but thought about it. It was on my mind for many years, probably in the back of my mind. And I did want to have it published. From time to time, I would pull it out. But publishing way back when was a bit different than it is now. You really didn't self-publish. And in order to publish at the time, you'd have to get an agent. And the process seemed overwhelming to me. So that's why I just had it in a drawer doing nothing. My cousin from California published a book within the last 5 years, and he's the one that said to me at one point, when I mentioned I had written a children's book, he said, you have to publish it. You just have to, and I will help you. So he gave me tips and hints, and I went from there. The interesting thing about this whole thing is I had given my mother a copy of the Reader's Digest. I actually gave her that as a gift for a year of the Reader's Digest. So what she did was passed it back to me when she was finished reading it. And one day I was reading the Reader's Digest, and I happened to come upon an ad for Life Rich, which was all about publishing. And I said, this is it. This is what I need to do. And the rest is history.
Beautiful. So your story then sat around for a long time before it was resurrected and actually put into print. Did you have a specific reason that you decided to publish it now? Do you have a background in publishing or a background in writing besides what you've explained already?
I don't have a background in publishing, and I really don't have a background in writing. I'm a former teacher by trade. I have a master's degree in education, and I taught for 10 years, first grade, then second grade, then third grade, and I loved it. And from that, that's how I was really drawn into to writing the book and to getting it published.
After you completed the story and began to look back, was there an underlying theme or a moral or something exciting that emerged from the pages that you wanted to pass on to the reader?
I think that there are a few things that I would like to talk about in that regard. And one thing is that imagination can take you anywhere and can take a child anywhere. And I think that has to be developed and encouraged in today's children. They're so caught up in television, and they're so caught up with electronic devices that we need to develop creativity and imagination with them. Also, I think children live in the moment. They want to have a lot of fun. They want the fun to keep going and to never stop. Those are some of the things that I, you know, those are some of the messages that I'd like to bring across. And also that the positive memories of childhood experience may last a lifetime.
Is there anything in the storyline that maybe adults can learn from your book, from your story?
Well, the adults, what they can learn is that they can interact with their children, obviously, by reading them the book. And it also will take them back to a time in their life when they might have had a lot of fun with neighborhood children.
Reading and observing the story that's in your book, can it help young readers develop their reading skills?
I absolutely do. And I especially think that rhyming books do that. Children love rhymes for the most part, and adults too. If we listen to a lot of today's rap music, a lot of that is rhyming. So children, they get it.
Well, just to give the listeners a little bit of a flavoring of your writing style and the rhyming style, part of the book says this. One day while playing on the floor, Kit peered around the kitchen door. He spied a little cardboard box, and that's how it all began. And so goes the story. It already grabs your attention. The box became a rocket ship, and Kit began to take a trip. Love the style. This is a great story. Children, grandparents, parents can be involved in an imaginative trip. How would you introduce this book in a couple of sentences to the listening audience?
I would introduce this book by saying that Kit is an adventurous little boy who uses his imagination to create fun times. The box becomes a rocket ship, and he travels to different places that he loves to be in, such as a mud puddle, making mud pies, a toy store, candy store. Those are all places that, generally speaking, kids love to play in. So that's how I would introduce it.
Would you describe this first effort as something that's unique, or are there other books in the marketplace that have the same type of imaginative approach?
I think there might be other books that are out on the market that are similar, but I think Kit is unique, and there are many more adventures that Kit could embark upon.
What are your goals for this book besides just the book itself? Do you have visions beyond it, beyond the storyline?
I do, because I think that if you aim low, you're surely going to reach it. So I'm aiming high. I'd like to create a series of Kit the Kid books where he has adventures in different places. And I think it could also become a cartoon. There are many possibilities of where this could go. And I'm hoping that it does go in that direction because I think it's a good learning tool for children and it's fun.
Your focus for the character is live in the moment, enjoy the focus of where you are today, and look towards the future with imagination. This is a good theme for any book, and especially for young children. I think this is an ideal motivational tool. Debbie, most authors face some challenges when they're completing a book. Were there some in the publication of The Adventures of Kit the Kid?
Life Rich was a great help, that I will honestly tell you. Of course, I had no illustrations. And as I said, I wrote it in the first person. So I had to come up with a name for this child because I couldn't have I went here, I went to the candy store. And truthfully speaking, the name one day just hit me out of the clear blue. I wasn't pondering it. I wasn't thinking about it. All of a sudden I said, Kit the Kid, that's the name. His name will be Kit. So that was a challenge in the beginning, was getting this out of the first person text or tense. Then the thought of who would illustrate this book and would they get it was a question in my mind. And I have to say that the illustrator got it to the point where when I was sent the draft pictures, I started crying because he got it. He got exactly what I was aiming for. So I was quite pleased with that. And after, as I said, seeing Life Rich in the Reader's Digest, that was it. When I spoke to the gentleman, his name was Richard, I knew that this was the path that I needed to take with this book. So that's how it all began.
Beautiful. Your book evokes fun and happiness and will bring a smile to your face as you read it. The title of the book, again, is The Adventures of Kit the Kid. And our author, our visiting author, Deborah Pagano. Deborah, where can our listeners get copies of your book?
The book is actually going to be launched next week, and it will be available through Liferidge. It will be available on Amazon and hopefully at local bookstores.
And they can also do a search online for Deborah Pagano, spelled P-A-G-A-N-O, and find out about your other activities. I know there are books in the works and some storylines that are just waiting to be released in your imagination. Debbie, we look forward to visiting with you in the future and catching up with you on your exciting adventure. This book can be considered a fun and enjoyable book for children of all ages to read. Thank you for joining me today and sharing the background story into the adventures of Kit the Kid.
Thank you, Jay.
For Life Rich Publishing, this is J. Douglas Barker.